AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump is back in North Carolina, stumping in the state that both Democrats and Republicans view as increasingly critical to victory in November. Trump says voters supporting him will notice a difference in their finances.
It means the price of household goods will start to plummet, groceries and rent will no longer break your budgets, and you will have thousands of dollars of savings by the end of the year.
While Trump campaigned in Wilmington, Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz held a rally in Allentown, Pennsylvania, saying the GOP ticket of Trump and J.D. Vance wants to choke off access to abortion, making them a threat to women's freedoms.
These are young mothers. These are people wanting families. Whether they want a family or not, it's none of their damn business. But they keep talking about how pro-family they are. You know what? Spend a little less time trying to ban books in our schools and try and ban assault weapons in our schools.
President Biden is hosting the leaders of Australia, Japan, and India today at the Quad Summit in Delaware. The president says they're planning changes that will have a positive impact on the Indo-Pacific.
That includes providing new maritime technologies to our regional partners so they know what's happening in their waters. Launching cooperation between Coast Guards for the first time, and expanding the Quad Fellowship to include students from Southeast Asia.
The weekend summit is the sixth overall gathering of the leaders since 2021. Israel's military says a top Hezbollah leader was among those killed in an Israeli airstrike on a Beirut apartment block. Lebanese officials have raised the death toll from Friday's strike to 37, including 7 women and 3 children. As rescue crews searched the building's rubble for survivors Saturday, Israel and Hezbollah continued to trade fire. This is AP News. Alec Baldwin is urging a judge to stand by the dismissal of his involuntary manslaughter case.
Alec Baldwin does not want to go through a repeat of his manslaughter trial.
Your motion to dismiss with prejudice is granted.
It was dismissed in July after the judge found prosecutors and police withheld evidence from Baldwin's defense. He and his lawyers are urging the New Mexico judge to stand by her original decision. Prosecutors want her to reconsider retrial in the 2021 fatal shooting of cinematographer Halina Hutchins, arguing there were insufficient facts and Baldwin's due process rights had not been violated. The actor was pointing a gun at Hutchins during rehearsal for Rust when it went off. Baldwin said he pulled back the hammer, not the trigger, and the revolver fired. The movie's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter for allowing live ammo on set. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.